Micronesians are a displaced minority in Hawaii, all too often kept on the fringes of society by barriers of language and culture that close off opportunities for them. Some educators are working to break down those barriers, as reporter Sue Von Lee tells us in today's reality check from Civil Beat. Good morning.
Good morning.
So you found an initiative to kind of bring Micronesian students more into the, specifically into advanced placement classes, yeah?
Yes. Well, I spoke to one teacher. This is one initiative out of many, I should say, but you know, around the state, I think teachers are really sort of taking proactive measures to sort of bring more Micronesian students into the fold. And that includes an effort by this one high school teacher at McKinley High School, to identify Micronesian students who could be in his AP courses. He found that no Micronesian student in the... He looked for those who had never signed up for an advanced placement class, and then he went out and sought them out and encouraged them to sign up. So this is one of many efforts taking place around Hawaii to really incorporate them more into the system.
In his experience, AP teacher Jonathan Loomis, in his experience, what was holding them back?
Well, when I spoke with him, he said it was a number of factors. First of all, it can be something as simple as just a lack of awareness that these courses are out there and available. Mm-hmm. It could also be something as simple as just something holding them back, that they feel not motivation or encouragement in that direction. It could just be a simple fact of not knowing that this was an option to them. Mm-hmm. So in the high school system, I think that there's oftentimes an expectation that you'll go down this one road, but if they don't know that these opportunities are available for them, they might not necessarily take that initiative. So there's a few factors, I think, involved.
And this is a student population that has grown dramatically.
Sure, yeah. Micronesian students in Hawaii their numbers have been increasing. This dates back to the early 90s, following the Compact of Free Association Treaty in 1986 that really opened the doors for residents from the Marshall Islands, from the Federated States of Micronesia and Palau to enter the U.S. visa-free due to U.S. military occupation in their regions. So they're coming to Hawaii. They're coming to places on the mainland. Civil Beat will have a story on efforts in Arkansas, in fact, tomorrow, showing what that school system is doing to reach out to their high population of Marshallese students. So this is really a trend that's taking place all over the U.S.
Well, it's a welcome trend because, as you point out in your piece, this is a community with a high rate of poverty and a high rate of student absenteeism right now. Yeah.
Sure. And we know based on research that socioeconomic factors and high rates of poverty will impact a kid's educational experience. They are more likely to miss school, to drop out because of family concerns and obligations. So there are connections there. So I think community advocates and educators are recognizing that it's a complicated issue, but they're doing their best, I think, to try and reach these students who have been marginalized.
Well, thanks very much, Sue Von. We'll look forward to that story you're doing tomorrow.
Thank you.
Every day we bring you a reality check from Honolulu Civil Beat, today featuring reporter Sue Von Lee. To read the full story, you can visit civilbeat.org.